Get Up. That's right. With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
Gabs, it's been 2.5, 3 weeks probably since the whole Bachelor controversy went down.
Yeah.
And of course, the Honey Badger didn't pick.
Didn't pick anyone.
A winner.
He didn't
pick someone to be his partner at the end of The Bachelor. And it's since come out that Cass Wood, who was very, very keen on him, bit of a clinger since the start of the series.
Yeah, well, they had a history before they actually got into the Bachelor Mansion, and she was already in love with him before she got there. So it was a pretty dramatic story that unfolded.
They went on a few dates, and she was definitely, like, at least at the start of The Bachelor, the keenest, and probably throughout the whole series, the keenest on Nick Cummins. Didn't work out for her. I think she was the fourth person, or the fourth last person eliminated from his series of The Bachelor. But it's since come out that she is apparently dating the Honey Badger's brother. Well, of course she met during The Bachelor.
Well, she actually met him before The Bachelor.
When they were dating.
When they were dating beforehand. And I find this really interesting, right? Because when he did make an appearance on The Bachelor, he was kind of chatting to a few of the girls, and he and Cass had some alone time. This is the Badger's brother. Mm. They had some alone time, and Cass was like, I don't know what to do because I really like him. And it was a really uncomfortable conversation. He would not look at her. He would not look her in the face at all. And now that I think about it, is it because he liked her and she's whinging and moaning
over his
about
brother.
His brother? And so he's there going, breaking my heart right now. Hindsight, lovely thing.
Because he's like 6 years younger than Honey Badger as well, too.
And a little bit more attractive, FYI.
Yeah, he's 25 and Cass is 24, I think. So they're only about a year apart, but that makes a lot of sense.
It
like
does.
If she's sitting there fawning to the younger brother about how good the Honey Badger is and how much she wants him or whatever, that'd just be breaking his heart.
And we've all been in that situation, haven't we? Where you've been friend zoned and they're talking about their crush and you're just like, oh, why don't you love me?
Look, 13, 12, 16, got us thinking though, has this happened in Townsville before where someone has dated two siblings?
Oh.
Or you've dated more than one sibling. So maybe you're a woman and you've dated a dude, then you dated his brother. Or his sister,
could
whatever.
Could have gone that way.
But, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Could go the other way. Have you dated two sisters? I don't know why. I think it's more likely for people to date two brothers because I think sisters are more loyal than brothers.
I think you're right. I think sisters wouldn't go there. Although we could be wrong. Maybe it has happened. Maybe there's families out there that are okay with this, or maybe it split up the family. There could be so much drama attached to this.
13, 12, 16. Has this happened in Townsville before? Are you aware of a story where someone has been with, you know, brothers?
Multiple siblings.
Yeah, two siblings or whatever, or have been with both the sisters or whatever. 13, 12, 16. Fiona is here. Have you done this, Fiona? Have you dated two brothers?
No, personally not.
Who is it?
So my brother currently has a girlfriend who also dated my other sibling.
Okay. How did this transition from one brother to the other happen?
Well, so she dated my eldest brother when she met my youngest brother. And I don't know, they just must have, like, when my eldest and them broke up, they just went, oh, we're good friends. Hi. And that's a pretty good joke. I'm hoping I'm next.
She must be a bit of a catch.
Best of luck, Fiona. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Brad.
Hey, Brad, have you done this? Have you dated multiple siblings?
No, mate, but my brother, I dated a girl for probably 8 years ago, and then he's ended up just marrying her a couple of weeks ago.
How do you feel about it?
Oh, look, it's nothing, sort of, doesn't bother me at all. It's all good.
Oh, my God. How did they break it to you that they were dating? Did they tell you or did you just find out or?
My sister told me, I think.
Wow. Right, and I don't want to pry too much, man, but was there, like, have you and your brother ever talked specifics of, like, personal lives or anything like that? Or is that just weird, way too weird and creepy? You just can't go there.
Oh, no. Look, mate, I think it's just all pretty blasé. It's all good and there's no real, you know, hatred or anything about it. It's all good.
I think what Cliffo's asking is if you've asked your brother, does she still like such and such?
Yes.
has that conversation.
Hey, little bro,
happened?
She loves it when you do this.
Oh, icky.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1. Hit 103.1's Haunted House with Cliffo and Gabby.
The Halloween fair for a spooktacular night of fun at the Village.
You can come check out our haunted house this Saturday from 4 o'clock. It's going to be super scary, and that's because we've done the research to make it so. We've been doing haunted house investigations all around Townsville from places that people have told
nominated?
Us are haunted. Yeah.
We were just inundated, Gabs, last week with places that are supposed to be haunted around Townsville. Mm. One of the most dobbed-in locations was Cinema 4. At event cinemas in the city.
Mainly dobbed in by all the staff.
Yeah, a lot of staff.
Because they're all freaked out to work there.
They believe haunted by a ghost who they've nicknamed Susie. And like we said, the staff, they're the ones that are really, I guess, encouraging or cultivating whatever all the stories about Cinema 4. Yeah.
There's a lot of the stories about it. So apparently dogs won't go in the cinema. There's a story about security dogs being here for a screening and they walked in and then ran out yelping.
Oh.
And then there's also one of our friends, he was a projectionist here and he was cleaning the cinema, and there was an old lady sitting in the front of the cinema. And because he was at the end of the cinema, and she was in front of him, when he looked up, she was gone, and no one had like walked or past him or anything like that. So there's definitely a lot of stories.
Could you imagine being the person who has to clean that like, at the end of the night?
If a dog will not go in there, I will not go in there, although I did, only because I was with Monty.
But not straight up. To ease us into us, first we went up to like the projection room and we looked down on Cinema 4, and Monty, who's our spirit medium, she could sense a presence in the cinema but found it very hard to communicate with that presence.
Mm. But that could be because she's occupied.
With the movie.
She's watching the movie.
She's not talking to us.
Which also makes sense as to why it's at the end of the night when they see her and things, when things are settled and they're cleaning up and she's sitting there randomly and, well, then she's gone. So I would say Susie's just a cinema dweller that frequents these halls.
Okay.
And likes to give people a bit of a scare every so often, as in our...
Just a bit of fun.
Our workers that work... Yeah, a bit of fun.
It was all pretty innocent by that point.
Very innocent. But when there's a wall between where the ghost dwells and where you are, you can understand why there'd be a communication breakdown.
We felt pretty safe where we were.
Yeah, that's it. And so we decided, well, let's dive right in. Let's go into the actual cinema. And the end credits of Venom were actually playing, which adds to the atmosphere, actually. But Moni really felt a presence down there.
Moni just said she doesn't like it in here.
Very uneasy.
Didn't like the back corner?
No, not at all. She's over there.
She's over in the back corner?
Yeah.
She's over in the back corner.
Can you see that? Sitting, shoulders, head.
Oh, you can see her right now.
Look. Right in the very corner. I'd say the last seat.
Okay, Moni can actually see Susie.
Yeah, she's definitely not nice. Not in a bad way that she could have, like, obviously they can't hurt anybody, but she could have been a nasty, lonely person in life. But she just feels yucky. I think we should...
Well, I'm happy. I am more than happy to do that. Let's go.
Get out of here.
And that was that, because when Moni hightails it...
We're not far behind.
Cliffo and Gabby hightail it.
I wasn't going to be left behind, no way.
Hanging around with Susie?
No, thank you.
See the investigation, the full video online now at our Facebook page, Hit 103.1 Townsville.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
With the brand new Fantastic Beasts coming out in cinemas very soon, on telly you can watch each weekend one of the Harry Potters in the lead up to the release. So instead of doing a marathon, which would take, 20 hours to watch them all, they're doing one each weekend. And I realised this on the weekend when it was on. I flipped over to the channel while I'm sitting on the couch relaxing. And Harry Potter came on.
We were watching it. It was Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah. Well,
on Saturday just gone.
I didn't know that because I only got to watch it for maybe 5 seconds when I was told to turn it off. And I was like, excuse me? And my boyfriend's like, yeah, no, we're not watching that. Let's watch something else. It's like, you know how much I love Harry Potter. It's on telly. Let's just sit down and enjoy. And he goes, do you understand how much Harry Potter ruined my life? Turns out, Neville Longbottom shares the same name as my boyfriend Neville. And Neville didn't get hot until after my Nev was done with school. So he got all of the geeky kind of bullying because of his namesake. Because Neville Longbottom was a geeky little bucktooth dude.
Longbottom was chubby and bucktooth, the butt of a lot of jokes.
He was the butt of a lot of jokes. He was a little bit silly. He had a toad. He was very forgetful.
Yeah.
So he was the kid that was easily bullied on Harry Potter. So therefore, my Neville was teased about it at school. And I'm like, but he turned out to be really hot in the end. He's like, nah, that didn't help my cause at school.
That
so
was long after school.
Yeah. So
that was
therefore,
only a matter of years ago that Neville Longbottom got hot.
That's true. So therefore, it ruined his childhood. Harry Potter, while everyone else was obsessing over the books and the movies and loving it, my poor boyfriend was hating it.
So I guess same but different. When I was in high school, a new kid started. It was about grade 7. And his name was Daniel Bedingfield.
Oh, no.
That was his full name. And he actually started, he was the new kid at school when this song came out. Who wrote and recorded this song was a man by the name of
Daniel Bedingfield.
Daniel Bedingfield. So this song ruined the new kid's life, essentially, at school. Because everyone was just like, you're going to get through this.
For everything. Every test, every exam, every sporting
carnival. Hey, Daniel, did you get through it? Guys, it's getting old!
Well, 13, 12, 16. What ruined your name for you? What has just ruined your childhood, your adulthood, whatever it may be? Because everyone loves to pull the same joke.
So 13, 12, 16, was it like a movie character? Or maybe a famous person. Do you know what I mean?
A song.
A song.
Roxanne.
Exactly.
Or Jackie. Jack. Oh, that would annoy everyone named Jackie.
13, 12, 16. Did something ruin your name so it was your name? And then Daniel Bedingfield had the audacity to bring this out. And J.K. Rowling had the audacity
to call a character Neville.
To call a geeky character Neville.
My sister still calls my boyfriend Longbottom. He's not a fan.
he's never going to get that. Alice on 13, 12, 16, thanks for calling, mate. What ruined your name?
Plenty of songs.
Oh, like what?
There's that Alice, who the F is Alice?
That would be it.
Yeah.
I don't even know that song.
Don't you know? It'd be
as
20.
Well as Alice the Camel was another one.
Alice the Camel has two humps.
Wow.
I didn't even think of that either. That would,
the whole Alice in Wonderland thing.
No, that's a good reference,
though. I don't know, man. When you're in high school, anything can be made negative.
True,
you know? 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Good, Bruce.
Bruce, what ruined your name?
Well, it wasn't mine, but I did go to school with a kid. His parents called him Richard. Now, normally that wouldn't be too bad, but his last name was Head.
Richard Head.
That is just mean parenting. That's just
it
nasty.
It's funny. So
it's funny for
it's
you.
It's funny now. Dick, of course, is the abbreviation for Richard. So he was Hey, who's this?
Katrina.
Katrina, what ruined your name for you?
Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so if you ever get passionate or angry or just a little out of sorts, you're Hurricane Katrina.
Katrina's here, yeah.
And we went to New Orleans and people booed me.
What? They booed you?
Yeah, I was on a tour and they're like, what's your name? And I was like, Katrina. And the boss was like, boo!
Oh, that would be so upsetting!
I'm never coming back here again.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.